When you're going to talk music therapy, you better do your homework. Have a song that triggers memory. And this is what I came up with my AI overview. One of the songs, Stand By Me, Benny King. Of course, What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Judy Garland. Many that can trigger memories, especially for those maybe having memory issues. UND has brought back their music therapy program. We want to learn more about that. Carly Flogin is director of UND's music therapy program. She's joining us now on Bonnie and Friends. Good morning to you, Carly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And not just memory problems. There's other ways in which music can heal. So tell us about UND's music therapy program. I know it just came back after, what, a nine-year hiatus?
Yes. Yeah. So the program was paused in 2016. And last year, I was hired to complete all the administration and apply for all the approvals to run our program in the best way and prepare students for professional life out as music therapists in the U.S. And now we have our first cohort. Our cohort is of nine, and they're all excellent students ready to take on the world and expand the profession of music therapy.
What kind
but you're
of,
so right. Music.
Yeah,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, what kinds of things do you learn to help people, I guess, heal or deal with what they're dealing with through a music therapy program?
Yeah, so it's really fascinating because it's so wide-ranging what music therapy can help support in terms of healthcare. We have supports and tools and techniques built in for people who need motor skill development, cognitive skills, social skills, emotional skills. The list goes on and on. Really, any domain that you can address in a healthcare setting, a music therapist can support. So we're really looking at what are their non-musical needs. And so maybe that is emotional expression, or maybe that is opportunities to practice self-advocacy, or maybe that is distraction from a medical procedure. But what a lot of people may not realize is that music therapists can also help on really functional day-to-day tasks as well. So say a person is working on their foundational attention skills, like sustained attention, how long we can attend to a task, or selective attention, how we can hear stimuli out in the world and then correctly respond to it. A music therapist can create a music task or experience, we call them therapeutic music experiences, that help the client to practice those skills in a motivating and fun way, but they're still ultimately working on the non-musical skill and hopefully working on the ability to generalize that to their life outside of the music therapy session.
No, Carly.
So just to,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, my.
Oh, I was just going to say, just to cap that up and go, sorry, give a little example how a music therapist might build that into a music task. Say there's a song that the client really likes, and you give the client two separate instruments and tell them, okay, we're going to be working on selective attention or don't tell them, depending on the client. And then the music therapist would go through and tell the client, when you hear this sound, you'll play the drum. When you hear a knock on the guitar, you'll play the jingle bell. And then the music therapist can increase or decrease the difficulty by either putting those sounds and cues at expected places or putting them at unexpected places. And the client has to listen carefully while listening to a song that is fun and engaging, but still being able to pick out and isolate those specific sounds that the music therapist is embedding, thus practicing the non-musical skill of selective attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now my first question, Carly, is maybe this is probably basic, but is this a program, the music therapy program, is this something that is not confined to, but is this music majors doing this, or are these like psychology majors up there, or is it kind of a combination of both? Because obviously being able to get deeper into the music, you normally you're going to have a music major, you know, be a part of that. But at the same time, with what you're doing and using it to either motivate, to calm, to work on attention, etc., is this something that is more in that in the psychology field? So which type of majors are part of this program?
Oh, such a great question. So the music therapy major is its own major, but we are housed within the music department.
Mm-hmm.
I like to answer this question by saying that music therapists kind of fit into three categories of skills or profession types. We're musicians, We're healthcare workers and we're scientists, mm-hmm. or musicians, clinicians, and scientists. So their studies, their coursework, are first rooted in musicianship so that they can practice the musical skills to get to the point where they don't think about them in a clinical setting. If you're working with a client and responding to an acute need, you don't want to be thinking about your pitch or what chord you're playing on the guitar. You want to be able to think critically and think clinically. Mm-hmm. So there's that aspect. We strengthen our music skills so we can do that. And then we're also scientists. So we are taking research classes, neuroscience and music, psychological foundations of music learning, and a lot of psychology classes. Mm-hmm. Music therapy majors take so much psychology that there's just one or two more classes. They become a psych minor because how the mind works is, of course, so directly yeah. related.
How long is the yeah. program then? Is it part of a four-year degree or how long does it last?
Yeah, it is a four-year degree. And then we're across the U.S., music therapists are required to do a six-month internship mm-hmm. and then take a board certification exam.
Okay.
So when you graduate, degree, they're getting hours towards that internship.
Mm-hmm. So you have a music therapy degree then when you graduate, or it could be a combination of degrees?
It's a music therapy degree. You can graduate with a psych minor if you do a couple extra
classes. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
That makes sense. Now, Carly, I see in kind of our list of potential questions and stuff, and this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, where it says, you know, give some examples of how this program can help and benefit patients. And the example used in some of the questions in the prep was an Alzheimer's patient. I've known an in-law with Alzheimer's. I worked on an Alzheimer's unit when I was in my college and grad school days. And obviously those people, it feels like there are certain times when you get that actual authentic person. Otherwise, a lot of times they're very confused and not really truly themselves. So is it something as simple that maybe a song from their youth or their past can kind of help trigger memories or kind of get that connection going back to their memory that they're having trouble kind of being able to recall things, et cetera? I mean, that's kind of a very broad definition of Alzheimer's, but I mean, is it something that can trigger past memories or kind of help the patient that way?
Yeah, so there's a lot of science behind this question, and definitely music can bring back memories. One of the reasons why is because music is so tied to many different associations, right? So we can pull up different sensory information because music is multimodal in its nature. It's auditory, it's visual, it's usually combined with an emotional component in the memory. Mm-hmm. So we have that, and then we have this underlying neuroscience understanding that our musical networks are heavily embedded and recruited throughout the entire brain. So there's not a lot of other stimuli in the world or tasks that can recruit as many areas of the brain that music can. Music kind of takes the cake for being the ultimate, the top for that. And so when we have a memory that's tied to music, it's pretty easy to facilitate a session where we bring up that music and then mm-hmm. use it as a way to provide reality orientation and also connection to self for an Alzheimer's patient.
Well, and that is so true, because how many times have we in our lives, we hear an old song from back in our college days, or it's a certain point of our life, and it not only brings back that memory, but it brings back those emotions as well associated with that memory.
Definitely. Exactly.
Well, it's
music is such a human trait. It's so important to all of us.
You bet. And it's exciting that the music therapy program has been brought back to the University of North Dakota after a nearly 10-year pause. And you guys are bringing in a big hitter where we can come up to a free presentation to learn more about music and health. Tell us about it, Carly.
Yes. So we have invited Dr. Daniel Levitin to come present a lecture next Tuesday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. in the Hughes Fine Arts Center in Grand Forks. And he is so incredible. He is a neuroscientist, a musician, a researcher, an author of several best-selling books. And a lot of his work sits in that beautiful sweet spot of neuroscience and music intersections. And we, music therapists, have had so much support from the neuroscientist community as a lot of their research has supported what we do and provided provided a why or how for the benefits that we were anecdotally witnessing. And so having Dr. Levitin come and explain some of the science behind why music therapy is so effective will be really helpful for the community in terms of understanding what this healthcare profession can provide.
Yeah, and like I said, a big hitter.
So
he even mapped Sting's brain, Sting of the Police, his brain while listening to and creating music, I understand.
Yeah. So he's done a ton of stuff in his neuroscience lab in the realms of cognitive music neuroscience. So he's worked with Sting. He's also done a lot of work just as a musician and a consultant on albums in general. He's had a ton of big names that he's interacted with and is very well respected throughout not only the science community, but the music community as well. So he's the perfect person to come and represent the start of music therapy.
Yeah, exciting. And again, free. You guys can go check it out. It's next Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., the Hughes Fine Arts Center.
Seven.
On the campus of University of North Dakota, correct?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay. My note told me 7:30.
Yes,
I want to make sure we got the right time under 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Yep.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so exciting.
Exactly.
Carly, thanks for your time. We're super excited for you guys. And hopefully we'll double or triple or get more students, more people find out that the music therapy program is back. You'll have more enrolled probably maybe next semester or next year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here this morning. Appreciate
it. You bet. Carly Flaggen, director of UND's Music Therapy Program.